everybody. Pastor Buddy joining you live tonight around the world on WWRB 2.390. Glad to have you in. You're transmitting also tonight on worldwide internet. Glad to have you aboard tonight. You don't want to miss the program. Handwriting. You know, they can determine by your handwriting what kind of personality you've got. Well, what about Mother Nature? What's she saying? You'd be plain stupid to ignore all the natural disasters and the warning signs and the great increase in the last few years of the frequency and the severity of these destructive storms that have drastically increased. In 2004, just going back a few years, was a great tsunami with at least 228,000 dead. In 2005, immediately, I'm just going to highlight some of this, followed the destruction of New Orleans by a great hurricane, Katrina, in 2005. Y'all know what happened there. It ain't been fixed yet. In 2006, terrible mudslides throughout the Philippines. Blizzards in China, Afghanistan, and the cyclones that killed 146,000. In 2010, we had the Haitian earthquake. And right behind that, the massive earthquake in Chile. Tony, we had the terrible consequences there. 231,000 dead. And if that wasn't enough, unfortunately, a byproduct of plate movements and earthquakes and a lot of volcanic activity right in Yellowstone. They're predicting, ladies and gentlemen, that we are ripe for a massive earthquake in the United States. Coming home, the handwriting's on the wall. I don't know whether you know that or not, but Mother Earth is angry. She's lashing out. In March of 2010, the Icelandic volcano completely shut down Europe's airspace. I'm telling you, something's going on here, ladies and gentlemen. Right smack dab in the middle of our country is one of the largest volcanoes in the world that I just mentioned. It's a super volcano. And if it erupts, we're in dire straits. The handwriting's on the wall. Who's going to rule the kingdoms? Yahweh. Who set up the kingdom? Yahweh. Who set up Babylon? Yahweh. Who brought it down? Yahweh. Who sets up the kingdoms of the world today? Yahweh. Although you may not acknowledge his name, you'll know it before it's over with. The Bible said his name will be declared throughout the earth. Global winter? Loss of crops? Can't grow nothing. Ask anybody. Seeds are now poisoned. Everything GMO'd, nothing is true in originality. Starvation? We are ready from coast to coast. As we'll ever be. to being unprepared. Nobody believes that in 2012 we could have a problem. On December the 21st, 2012, when we enter that period of time, it could be catastrophic. 2010 and 2011 is now on a worse track. 20 and 10 was the deadliest year in recent history. It's not slowing down here in 2011. What's going on? I pray that we don't have the kind of destruction that we could possibly have, and things that have been pronounced. Look at all the storms that just ripped across Oklahoma. I got a friend who lives in Oklahoma, and he called me and told me of the magnitude of the destruction. You can be wiped out in a moment. The handwriting's on the wall. January 2010, we had a 6.5 magnitude earthquake that hit California. February 2010, our nation's capital and the entire Northeast was rocked by the American blizzard, unprecedented. It stopped traffic, knocked out power, and took lives. In April of that year, the tornado outbreak stretched across the Midwest and spawned 60-plus confirmed tornadoes in 48 hours. 60. Well, we just got through having, in less than 24 hours, we had 170. What's going on? Tornadoes, and I'm telling you, some of the wrath and the path of its destruction. There's a change in magnetic activity. And we're expected to only increase. Right here in Tennessee, in May, we were bombarded with double the rainfall from 170 to 345 micrometers, damaging and destroying property, washing out Nashville. June 2010, Arkansas was hit by at least several inches of rain, raising the Mississippi 23 feet. 23 feet. In July 2010, California wildfires destroyed 16,000 plus acres of property. Enough homes for 32,000 homes, and 2011, as I've said, every month we've been hit with a major natural disaster. What's going on? The handwriting on the wall. Disaster that hit the entire country, if not the world. Every time you turn on your news, it's sad. We're having a major crisis after a major crisis with the handwriting on the wall. And who's behind the handwriting? As Daniel in the fifth chapter, there was a handwriting that came upon the silver screen. Well, Yahweh sent in the message, your kingdom is finished. And just like that, I mean, Nebuchadnezzar was look how strong he was. He ruled the world. the known world at that time. He was chief cook and bottle washer. He had it all under control. Everybody bowed to him. They say that America is better equipped to deal with disasters. Ladies and gentlemen, we could be wiped out in a moment with the handwriting predicting on the wall. It said, watch for the signs. When you see these things come to pass, you know that the end is nigh. Famine, pestilence, earthquakes, the waves of the sea roaring, oil spills, tsunamis, earthquakes, sunspot activity, solar storms. See, look, if we can even get hot water out of the water tank. Did you know that here in the next few months, your family, not someone else's, your family, you know, and everybody says, well, it won't happen to me. Well, think about all those people in North Carolina, about 20, better than 20 people dead. They didn't know what hit. Had no idea. Blew one baby away and the baby hadn't been found. You might have to survive the energy of 100 million hydrogen bombs. Now, you think man is not powerful? Now, if you put that 100 million hydrogen bombs in perspective compared to the power, it only takes 2,500 H-bombs to destroy the world, And here we're talking about a man with a fingerprint that could write down 100 million hydrogen bombs with enough explosive power. 100 million of them. You could turn on your stove and nothing happened. Power would be out all across the U.S. and the world. Can't open the refrigerator without worrying that the food will go bad. And then you'll say, I wish I'd got me a solar generator. You turn on the faucet and you don't have any power or you don't have any water. And you are not sure where you're going to even get your drinking water. You've got nothing to drink. Might have to drink out of a cow track. If it ain't blowed the cow off the earth, the handwriting's on the wall. You can't ignore the problem. Some are preparing. Well, let it be known your government is preparing. What do they know that you don't know? You say, well, how can I prepare, Pastor Buddy? I don't have nothing to prepare with. You can pray. You can become conscious. That's what Yahweh is trying to do before the finger went on the wall to the kingdom of Babylon. It had been warned repeatedly. America, the world for that matter, has been warned every day. These warnings are every day. Just this week we've had warnings. Well, you say, well, if there's an emergency, the government will come out and fix my power. That always happens. Well, what if this emergency and the handwriting on the wall says, no power with 100 million hydrogen bombs, the power of a solar strike? Everything is fried. No one is going to come out and fix your problem. Now, when that happens, so far so good, but there's a day coming, and you can't fix stupid. The handwriting's on the wall. Since the beginning of 2010, over 250,000 lives have been claimed by disasters, and if you multiply that times the power of 100 million hydrogen bombs, it could happen. You know that world governments are working around the clock to figure out how to face or survive a possible scenario, just like I mentioned. Actions speak louder than words. If you look at some of the things that world governments have been doing to prepare just for 2012, let me cite you some things to let you know. You say, well, better be safe than sorry. That's right. What are you going to do? What have you done? The United States uses the Vigilant Shield to stockpile resources and to train for a massive catastrophic failure bigger than FEMA can handle. Remember New Orleans? Did they handle that? How is it the little water coming over the dike? People ran down to the Astrodome and they stayed there until they stunk the place out. Then they were forced to get out. How'd they get out? The best way they could. The government wasn't there. Norwegian politicians have constructed a doomsday vault or a seat vault in preparation for all plant life on the planet and possibly being wiped out. Russia, and I've taught on this on the series of 2012, Russia is building in the mountains outside Moscow. They're building a place to hold at least 60,000 people with substantial stockpiles, like fresh water generators and things of this nature. What are they expecting? Is the press telling you anything about it? Have you read anything? Have you tuned into the news that they told you? How about Miss Katie Couric? She told you anything? Has your Congress and Senate ever mentioned 2012? You never hear them mention it. You get zip. The only thing you'll ever hear from the media are those who are mocking about those fanatics that are saying that the world is going to end. The Bible says, be sure you're not eating and drinking with a drunken in the end, for it could come upon you unaware. The media's not going to help you any. They're trained to shut up about it, not to mention what could possibly come. And yet they are working around the clock and have been. The government works on these projects secretly and downplays its importance and only makes me more suspicious. When they control the media, it's in their best interest to keep down panic. You can remember that the TV and the newspapers and the radios were blaring in 20 and 12. Boy, they were telling you to stockpile, you know, it could happen that, you know, and we did. Now, the apathy, and now that we need to, we're not concerned. The media's not saying anything about it. The biggest tip-off that we could have these things come upon us unaware and the handwriting on the wall by a man that can produce 100 million megawatts of power when it only takes 250 H-bombs to do the job. He can produce 100 million. The climate is going nuts. Global warming, global cooling, earthquakes, volcanoes, tornadoes, hurricanes. The worst natural disasters on record. Even if the government wanted to help, which they don't, they can't do nothing against his power. You know what's going to happen if you stick your head in the sand. If you're unprepared, your butt's going to get fried. If you rely on the government to bring you food, if you depend on Wally World to provide you with food and water, you're just kidding yourself. If you say, nobody told me that this was coming, it could happen, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not saying it's going to in 20 and 12, but I guarantee you this. This is a surety that a time of trouble is coming upon the world like you ain't never seen. And you can take that to the bank. Just keep on living like nothing is coming. Don't prepare. Just go ahead and pretend that everything's great and your government is in full control. They'll take care of you. But you know, if you want to go ahead and turn your computer on to see the best way to survive, your computer's not going to work. Remember, 100 million hydrogen bombs? Yahweh could unleash that much power just in a magnetic sun-solar strike. A tsunami could sweep across this earth and disable everything. What would the government do? Oh, they'd be well prepared. They could save us. Time's running out. You know that the government can't save you and will not, even if they could. They have no plans. Quite the contrary. They'd like to get rid of about 6 billion plus. We need good government. Nice to have it. But the government can't save you. If America would quit trusting the government and start trusting Yahweh. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves. You can't get people to pray. Just praying for rain, they wouldn't even bring an umbrella. That's how much faith the world's got. You need to have the foresight to see where we're going and where we could possibly end up. Now, you'd probably be better off dead. I don't doubt that. I'm not going to argue with that. But the Bible says in that day they'll pray for death and death will flee from them. We need strong people with faith to start calling on Yahweh. If you want to protect your family and if you want life and freedom and to survive, you're going to have to turn to Yahweh. That's the only hope. That's the handwriting on the wall. You're going to have to be able to survive what's coming. And what's coming is trouble. You're going to need a lot of preparation. Are you ready? Are you around the ocean where a tsunami could sweep in 5 to 10 miles to sweep you out to sea? When they say peace and safety, right now they're not even telling you that they could be a disaster that would make 150 or 250 nuclear weapons going off simultaneously around the world, that there could be a power that is able, a handwriting that can predict or produce what Yahweh, what he does. He does it mighty well. Daniel saw this handwriting, he said, well, here's what the message is. It wasn't good. Your kingdom's finished. We got more people today depressed. They can't sleep. Or they sleep too much. They can't concentrate. Is there something in the air? Simple tasks, things that used to be, are now very difficult to perform. You feel hopeless and helpless. You're full of negative thoughts. You either don't have an appetite or you can't stop eating. You're constantly thinking about, well, my life ain't worth living. I ain't got nothing to live for. You got feelings of helplessness and hopelessness. You're depending on the government to come and save you. Like I say, the handwriting's on the wall. They're not going to come and save you. Why would they? For what purpose would they come to save you? What do you think? Do you believe that the time of trouble could come upon us tomorrow? Will the world end in 2012? A lot of people predicting it's going to. I'm not one of them. But I'm going to tell you one thing. You might pray that it will before it's over. Why? Well, we know that Armageddon is just around the corner. We got to go through that. Armageddon, what's Armageddon? A time of trouble such as the world has never seen. Wars? Well, who's behind wars? The fat cats. The rich. But Armageddon could really happen because now there's an arms race for those nuclear weapons that I've talked about. Iran is trying to get nuclear weapons, and they say they will use them if they have to. Israel says we won't use them first. The seventh battle will be for the final battle of good versus evil. Everybody say, when you see the Jews going back to Israel, you know it's not. When you see all of the armies gathered around Jerusalem and it's surrounded, you know that it's not. Most of the people have the feeling of despair and depressed that this is the last generation and we could have the end time of Armageddon in 2012. The Mayans have predicted that 2012. It's going to be the last time. Is it Armageddon time? When the center of our galaxy aligns with the sun and the earth? Who's going to survive? Who's going to make it? Well, the government's not worried about you making it, and that's for sure. The term New World Order being used by these politicians all of a sudden through the last few years, it's a generic term used to refer to a worldwide government being organized by an extremely powerful and influential group of genetically related individuals belonging to the highest class of the lowest sort, the world's wealthiest people, top political leaders, and corporate elite. They have a goal to create a one world government using the power to control and completely rule every human being on the planet and to drastically reduce the population by 2/3. They know that the earth is in trouble. New World Order in 2012 is an opportune time to crash the money system of the world. Why would they want to do that? Why wouldn't they? You know, this little scheme like I was talking about last night, the offshore trust. The handwriting's on the wall for them. It's gone as far as it can go. Now, they must suffer the consequences of what they have planned. He that sits in the heavens shall laugh at their calamity and mock when they're fear done. The government ain't going to save you. Our solar system is acting strange. Possibilities. We can't overlook these possibilities. But the Bible said it will come upon the world unaware. Everybody's being warned. Everybody sees the signs. Everybody knows the handwriting's on the wall. But the world keeps going on. Nobody's preparing. The Twin Towers fell on 9/11/2001. Now, the calamity of prediction. See, the world conscious, as a man thinketh, so it is. They're predicting a worldwide calamity taking place in the year 2012. The Hopi Indians. They're predicting. They're saying that World War III is fixing to start. We'll have countries like India, China, Islamic nations in Africa, the United States, are predicted to be destroyed by atomic bombs and radioactivity. The Orion constellation. The prophecies and the predictions that says that the noonday sun that exactly conjuncts the crossing point of the sun's ecliptic with the galactic plane. And these are conjunctions that represent the exact center of the galaxy. First time it's ever happened in 26,000 years, something's going to happen. These natural cycles of maximum solar explosions, which could scorch not only parts of the Earth, but all of the Earth. The doom and gloom that's predicted don't really match up with what the Bible says about the end time, where they'll be eating, drinking, and being merry. But only those who are foolish will be eating, drinking, and being merry. Prophecy of an age which mentions nine periods of 800 years. The age after the ninth period is filled with doom and gloom. This shall come upon the end time generation. They shall be eating and drinking and being merry and knew not. As it was in Noah's day, the time of their visitation, when the door was shut and fire came down from heaven and burnt the cities as the fire fell from the sky. We are in perplexing times. The near future looks bad. Of course, the rich elite, they believe they're going to live through the plagues, the earthquakes, the hailstorms, the fire, the famine, the meteor storms, the lack of drinking water, which I taught on. Is the world going to pay attention? No. Why? Because the devil has stolen the mind. Oh, where is the promise of his coming? I've heard that old junk all my life. They'll begin to eat and drink begin to be evil. This is the most evilest time all over the world. The cities are nothing but a filthy mess. Worse than Sodom and Gomorrah. And you expect this earth to go on without plagues, without earthquakes, without hailstorms, without the fire, without famine. These are all warning signs. Apocalyptic predictions for these natural disasters that I've talked about tonight, the great geomagnetic reversal. We could have this time of trouble, cataclysmic weather conditions. We're having them right now. What are you waiting on? Is the handwriting on the wall? Are we going to have a divine intervention? Everybody's waiting on some kind of a divine intervention. Well, good. Asteroids could come in, and extinction from the impacts could be immediately. Planet X, if it's real, and the government says it is, could this be the source of all the storms and the weather changes and the upheavals that's coming into the world, because the world will not repent, because the handwriting's on the wall? The astronomers calculated that Planet X was just over 50 million miles away in 2004. Now it's determined to be only 7 million miles away, moving closer. The 10th planet was photographed in Japan on February the 28th in 2008. We know it exists, and we know it's going to be here by the end of 2012. It will appear as two suns. We've already seen that. I've had a confirmation with a close friend down in Mississippi that it's been viewed. Maybe all the spraying and all the stuff they're putting up the skies to fog up the windshield that you can't see what's coming. And the Bible says it'll come upon you unaware. What if we find out all of a sudden that Planet X is a reality, that we could have disruptive magnetic storms, weather, the waves of the sea roaring? That sounds to me like that Matthew 24 is telling us that we should prepare, that the handwriting for the world government or the world system, it could be Yahweh that has the last laugh here. You know, we predict how man, how evil he's going to be and how evil he's become. Have you ever thought how nasty that Yahweh can become when his wrath comes up in his face? When he can bring to bear an energy system that is equal to over 200 or 300 million zillion atomic bombs? All he has to do is speak the word. You know, we believe and we prophesy all these disasters. We talk about it. We think about it. But nobody does anything about it. Nobody. Has the world decided to have a national day of prayer that Yahweh would take this planet that is bearing down upon us and send it on out into space to miss it? Would we become a repentant people? Would we pray and seek His face and turn from our wicked ways? I doubt it. Are we doomed? These nightmarish predictions are either complete jokes or they are close to 100% correct. And if they are correct, the world leaders are not warning you. They've been covering up the facts. While billions of people need to prepare for the impending disasters that need to prepare to die, but the government's got it planned for you to die. Why would they want to tell you? You think you'd get accurate information about what's going to happen in 2012? You think if they knew that Planet X was there, that the planets and the poles will reverse, causing ice caps to melt, bringing about planetary flooding, covering the entire world in water? It's a possibility. The planets in the solar system aligning with tremendous amounts of radiation being thrown out of the sun, doing on what only God knows what it would do to our planet. What about Planet X colliding, causing a gigantic tsunami and tidal wave? And the impact would be equal to hundreds of millions of nukes. Power that could rip the planet apart like a wet paper towel. That's the power of the handwriting on the wall. What about revival? What about calling on the true name? What about worshiping Him who sits in the heavens? It's terrifying. It's frightening. Ever major source of knowledge, from Einstein to NASA, if you'll read it, if you'll look at it, all agree that in 2012 something huge will happen. Everybody is expecting it. As a man thinketh, if this disaster happens, it's so massive that death counts went into the millions, starvation, disease, the horrors that could stand in our way. This disaster could change the world forever. The tragedies that could possibly come in 2012 could finish the world as we know it. We recognize that something is coming. Something huge. And that's why that we're listening. That's why that we're praying. That's why that we go right on after we know and after we pray, we ignore the signs and we'll say, oh, it won't happen. Now, if the media was showing you on front page headlines, disaster coming, prepare, could be the end of the world, people would panic. Shows you the power of the media. People would stop buying cars. They'd stop buying homes if they knew all this was coming. They wouldn't buy any jewelry. They wouldn't buy no furniture. They wouldn't buy no electronics. You think they might buy a few things for survival and let other things go? That's why that they don't want you to know. It causes widespread panic. They're not going to tell you, folks. Are you ready? The Mayan civilization was more advanced 3,000 years ago than we are today, and they knew by predicting the exact time that our planet would reset and the consequences that could happen. Government is boring deep into the earth. They must know something's coming. But like I said, they're not going to tell you. What about the last pope? We talked about that in our series of 20 and 12. There's only going to be one more Roman pope after this one. Expect for this pope to leave the scene very soon. And with the last one to take his place. You better start preparing by praying, turning your face to Yahweh, asking for mercy and asking for grace. He's the one that's got the handwriting on the wall. He can write your script the way you want it to end. Whatsoever you ask in my name, I will do it. Now, all these doomsday predictions, these secret government conspiracies, not all just a movie. The government is hiding something from you tonight, ladies and gentlemen. You better mentally condition yourself to survive. But the apathy of those who survived Y2K was a man-made problem designed to do exactly what it done, to bring apathy. People not worried no more. Burn me once, you can't burn me twice. Ain't nothing going to happen, I know that. And when they say peace and safety, then cometh sudden destruction. The handwriting's on the wall tonight, ladies and gentlemen. I've got to go. My time is coming down. You're listening, Pastor Buddy. I'm sponsored tonight by Brother Paul, 1-800-253-2748. Give Brother Paul a call. He'll tell you about these things. We need your help here on the Shepherd's Call, Pastor Buddy. I'd like to warn the world. A warning means that you would come together like in Passover. We're fixing to have one here next month, Yahweh willing. Wouldn't you like to be on a Passover, keeping the festival, instead of eating, drinking, and when he comes, it finds you keeping the Passover and doing the things in remembrance of him? Think he might have a little mercy on you. Of course, it rains on the just and the unjust, but the just are ready, the unjust ain't. That's the difference. Be you also ready for you? No, not. Write me tonight. Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 568, Sweetwater, Tennessee, 37874. Come to our Passover. We're welcoming you. May the 15th. Be there. Could be your last one. You never know. If you'd like to comment tonight, area code 423-351-1082. Speak up. Let's get together. Let's talk it up. Let's see what we can do. If you think I'm just a paranoid crackpot. Go to Matthew 24. Don't take an Einstein to read that to see we're in for troubled times. We're overdue before these things to happen. And the weather changes and the violence, death for sure, sweeping across, unprecedented, sweeping across the earth. Something's causing it, ladies and gentlemen. You ever wonder what? Read Matthew 24. Are you ready? Have you prepared? Have you prayed today? Have you read your Bible? Do you know what the Bible's saying? Study, show yourself approved, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Go to our website tonight. We've got all kinds of stuff up there. But Bob's seen to it, posted for your survival instincts to be sharpened and honed. That's oneyahweh.com. Over 6,000 hits in a little over a month. It's a very popular website. People visit. They have information there that could save your life. It could save others that hear you. Prepare to meet Yahweh. He's coming. Are you ready? The handwriting's on the wall. I'll see ya. Friday night. Around the world on WWRB 3.185, Clear Channel, 9:30 Eastern Standard Time, 8:30 Central. We'll see you then. Yahweh bless you.